What can I do to help you? I hope this comment on my YouTube channel shows exactly what I can do to help you. It's from Daniel Bath just a couple weeks ago. Jerry, you are the best thing ever happened to me since I started internet marketing. That's exactly what I'm trying to do for you. I'm trying to be the best thing that's ever happened to you since you started internet marketing or online advertising, online business consulting, anything like that. If you're trying to make money and be successful online, that's exactly what I'm trying to help with, and I'm trying to do it totally for free without asking you anything in return, including your email address, phone number, etc. I'm giving you everything I know for free, and I'll show you how I'm doing that. Most of it's on my website. I have a website, and that starts with my blog post. You can see the title says, "Your free help with success online starts here." Learn about Facebook ads, YouTube, Patreon, online business consulting, and inbound marketing. You can trust what I create to be delivered with love, hope, and faith for your benefit in blog posts, podcasts, and YouTube videos. Each of these are my newest creations, and they're all totally free, and they give you the best of what I know. All of my inside secrets, everything that works great for me, everything I have done, am doing, and will do. So these are all very personal and genuine things. For example, here's a post, seven painful failures I suffered as an entrepreneur online. These are seven things that I went through myself. Google AdWords account suspension, Facebook headquarters manually banning my URL, movie theater advertisement for $2,800 gets $0. Chamber of Commerce trustee membership that got $300 back out of over $3,000 spent. Odesk failure. Accounting mistake. Mobile app test rejected. You can see I'm being real with you. I'm sharing from the heart about what has worked, what is working, and what might work for me in the future online. You can see based on some of the comments what more people have thought. I'm thankful to have a huge community of people following all of my work online. People like JR that share what he thinks. He says he worked diligently to grow his Facebook page and it was an uphill battle. Fortunately, he came across my YouTube channel and what a breath of fresh air. And quote, "I felt he spoke with kindness and a straightforward approach. So I put into action what I learned in a very short time, and this program works plain and simple. I got 3,700 likes for a big whopping 1 cent apiece. All I want to do is learn more from him." That's exactly what I'm trying to offer. And when he says program, he means my YouTube videos, because he's never paid anything. He uses all of the free content I offer on my website, and that's what he's been doing for a year now to help his success online. And that's the same thing. Alan shares similar feedback. "Thank you, Jerry, for the inspiration, knowledge, generosity, and motivation. That's exactly what I'm trying to offer on my website." And I will show you now more exactly of how that happens. So my URL is jerrybanfield.com. And I'll show you in Google how you can search for it easily and find it. You search for Jerry Banfield and there, jerrybanfield.com comes up. Then you have my YouTube channel, my personal Facebook, pictures of me, my company Twitter account, my Udemy course, my LinkedIn profile, my Patreon page, my Pinterest, a speech I did at a local internet marketing group, and my Odesk profile. You can see I'm out there. I'm working all the time to share what I know for free with you. Some of the topics that are popular are making money online, digital marketing, Facebook ads, Bitcoin, success, and online business. And I dabble in some video game videos too. I'll show you more of that on my website now. Here's a popular post I've written, 10 steps to get your business to $10,000 a month. I'm sharing with you what I've already done, and I'm sharing the best, most intimate parts of what I know make it work well. And that includes the 10 steps I've made to go by. Step one, begin with a vision of what you want to work for that is bigger than you. What people have loved the most are the practical steps in this combined with the motivational and inspirational steps. So you can see step 10, love what you do and continue to make plans to grow. There's in between those motivational steps, there are practical steps. Here's another example, top 25 success books for 2014. These are 25 books me and my wife actually read and then reviewed and explained exactly how they helped us. Things like The Power of Vulnerability helped me phenomenally in my personal life. And when my personal life is better, my business life online is a lot better too. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This helped both personal and business. In the Plex motivated me to start my business. A 4-hour work week motivated me to work smarter instead of harder. Rich Dad Poor Dad motivated me to see how people think about money and then to reflect on how I think about money and look at money as something that's awesome instead of something that's evil. Here's another example. 5 mistakes I made making money online. Trying to sell ad space or other people's products. These are all things I did myself. And I'm sharing how I did them and then what I learned. Offering to do everything. Building a list before giving value. Buying into an affiliate MLM, independent business owner, or make money online system. This was the first one I did in 2004. I did 2 of these. I bought into an independent business owner system and an ML or a affiliate system. I quit trying to be successful online for 7 years because of those failures. Those failures were painful and led me to believe I had no chance for being successful online. So I just gave up. And by meeting my wife in 2011, being with her and the inspiration of being with her in grad school and reading In the Plex, the Google book I showed you from my reading list, I gave it a try. And I'm back here now talking to you because of that. You can see I'm trying to share things that I encountered in the past that often were fantastically hurtful or challenging, and I'm showing them to you for free with the hope that they can help you. Here's something else. I love and I'm passionate about Bitcoin. I have Bitcoin charts that update live on my website in different currencies. So I have it in dollars, Chinese yuan, pounds, and euros. And then I share with you whether I'm buying or selling Bitcoin. And today is a buying day because I believe it's going to go up based on the data and the trends. Of course, I could be wrong on that. I'm not here to offer you financial advice or anything. I'm just sharing what I'm doing today. And so I share from the heart about what I'm doing, and I love talking about and learning about Bitcoin. Making money on Facebook. Here's another free post. It's mostly the form of a YouTube video. So if you see, you click on watch on YouTube.
What actually?
Then you can see 8-minute video of me showing you it actually works for me to make money on using Facebook messages. It's the secret to how I started my business. Given to you totally for free without asking anything in return. Here's another subject that was important, how to find your passion in life and make it profitable. When you find your passion in life, you will do it more often and use failures as a learning experience to grow. That's my personal experience with it. I'm sharing my journey with you. This is a roughly 2,000-ish word post. It has a podcast with it. So again, the best value I can think of delivered totally free. Here's one that I love, my Facebook Advertising Frequently Asked Questions. This 6,000-word article gives you almost everything I know in text format about Facebook ads. You can see there's questions answered people ask, there's analogies to blackjack, there's key Facebook ads conversion factors. It's loaded with help. Same thing with this Entrepreneur Facebook Marketing Guide. It's around 2,000 words. It shows you every part of maximizing your Facebook marketing, from building a profile people trust to creating a page and making ads that get you a great audience. I've tried to give you the best of exactly what I know, totally for free on this one post and in the matching podcast and 22-minute YouTube video where I read this whole thing. My sister-in-law says she loves that format, so I've been doing it more. Here's the 7 painful failures post I showed you about. It's in the same format. And here's my biography. I share that, and I'm real with you. Here's a 5,000-word story of how I got to the point of starting with my business. I share right to the point of where I moved in with my wife and right before my business started. And I'm going to post soon a more detailed story of my entire life of how I started out as an emotional child, had a happy life with loving parents, then I moved into this misery as a teenager, and I stayed in that misery as a young adult. And man, I am lucky I didn't lose my life during that time. And I thank God that I'm here to share this with you and share what I've learned and be helpful instead of not being around and causing pain and suffering to everyone that loved me. So that's what I do. I give you real. I give you me from the heart. I give it to you without regard to how you might judge me for it. I just give it to you and hope for the best. And so part of creating that is in all of these things I do outside my website. For example, on Patreon.com, I'm learning to use that to build up patrons. The idea with Patreon is, if you have people that love what you create, people can pay you to create it directly instead of paying all of these middlemen, and such as like paying advertisers or promoters or sponsors. The idea is that artists and the people that buy their work or love their work can connect directly. So this is a new platform, and I'm working to be one of the examples of how to build your page up. I'm grateful today to have 29 people supporting me for $147 a video. That's huge. A month ago, I had my mom and my wife, and I'm writing about it again on my website. I'm showing people exactly how to do what I've done. I'm showing exactly how to do it, explaining that I've gone pledge for pledge to do it. I pledge to other people who need more patrons, and they pledge to me. You can see when I did this post, I had 24, and now I'm already up to 29. So it's working great for me, and it seems to be working great for other people, too. On my YouTube channel, you can see on my YouTube channel, I've made a lot of popular videos sharing things that are helpful. One of my passion topics is dating, because I struggled a lot with dating in my life. So I produced some dating videos that people found really helpful. I asked a girl to answer questions, and she just gave her honest answers, and people have loved them. This "how do you tell a girl you've loved her" has been really popular. And there were a lot of laughs at this, "what is the worst thing a guy can do to turn a girl off?" But at the same time, I've got videos that are really helpful on business subjects like 0.01 CPM or 1 cent per thousand Facebook ads tutorial. I show how to get cheap clicks with Facebook ads. I show how to get cheap likes with Facebook ads, doing things that I did myself. I have a complete Facebook advertising tutorial, 2 hours long, showing how to get cheap clicks with Facebook ads and how to use the Power Editor. I made a video showing gameplay of a new game just to try it out, and I got some mixed feedback on that. I've made a Facebook ads tutorial that's over 3 hours long, that's a full online free video course. The average person watches this around 10 minutes each, which for a YouTube video is pretty sweet. But what's cool is some people watch it for like 3 hours. And people have said they've watched it several times for 3 hours, and I'm blessed. That is an awesome, that's a hell of a compliment. I try and put the best of what I know on YouTube, and here are a couple examples of my newest videos. Here's one on how to be more successful in your own business online. I show you all the details in what I'm doing that's worked good for me, all of what I've learned the painful hard way, and you can just watch it in over the course of an hour. You can go get those details yourself. It shows you things like designing my website, what I use to build my business system, like the philosophy I use to do it. I show you what I tried that didn't work very well. For example, I show you things on my previous website. I show you things on my original website. I show you all kinds of things. Like, here's from my last company website. I show you things that didn't work and things that did work well but did not scale well. And then I conclude, I show you what's working really well for me now. And I show you how watching this video in just an hour, you can skip hundreds of painful hours of learning, thousands of dollars of missed income. I show you all of that in this video, based on what I know firsthand. This is my new 5-hour and 18-minute Facebook marketing and advertising tutorial. This thing is a juggernaut. I just made this less than 7 days ago. It's up to 8,000 views already because I've used YouTube ads and because people are already finding it in search results. That is loaded with about everything I know about Facebook. I just dumped the kitchen sink in. All of the videos people liked individually, I threw them in. I have a Facebook page that I built to act as an example of all of these things I show online and to learn how to do it myself. You can see I have 795,000 likes. And if I promote a post and get it out there, I get thousands of likes on it. Or what I do now, I just go organic engagement and I share using Hootsuite every 30 minutes or so. And I get hundreds of people that see every single post I make. So I use my Facebook page to do that. And I have a personal Facebook page that I'm very lucky to have thousands of people following. I've hardly ever seen Facebook pages that aren't celebrities that have people following them. So those are not friends, but like, so if you look at Mark Zuckerberg, then he's got millions of people. You can follow Mark Zuckerberg because you can't add him as a friend. So that's the same, that's a new Facebook feature. But see, this is me and my wife. You know, I'm real on my profile. I'm a guy that goes to Disney with my wife, and that's a picture from my wedding. And then I share some of my blog posts, and I thank people. My friend Terry Kent Davis Jr. introduced me to Patreon that I just showed you back here. So I listen to what my friends and what my fans share with me. I ask for feedback, and I share what I create on my Facebook page. Same thing on Twitter. I'm just starting to get into being serious and building a Twitter following. So you can see I'm up to 3,255 followers, which is quite a compliment. And I'm very happy to have gotten some actual organic engagement and some retweets on Twitter. So I have two Twitter accounts. This is my company one, and I'm trying to build them both at once. I also have my Jerry Banfield, my personal one. So I'm trying to build both of these Twitter accounts together. I just started this a couple of days ago from 50 followers, and I'm up to 726 on this already. And I'm using a service called unfollowers.com to help do that. And that will soon be a post on my website, because I've noticed my fans are searching for things with my name tag to it. And one of the things they've been searching for I haven't shown is how to get Twitter followers. So they'll go search for a video on YouTube. They'll say like how to get Twitter followers and then search for Jerry Banfield on it. And so that's quite a compliment. But then the problem is you can see my other stuff comes up first, but then I show how to make a Twitter ad campaign. but I don't have a good video up yet for showing how to get followers for free, so I'm going to do that. So you can see everything I do, I try and make the best so it's really useful for you. And I do it in almost every format you can imagine. I have a podcast on iTunes, and if you use Stitcher, it's also on Stitcher. So my podcast's on iTunes, and even though I haven't been doing it for that long and putting new episodes up, I've started putting new episodes up. I've got 23 episodes up for a total of around 10 to 15 hours of podcast time up. And I'm putting more up there every day. And in fact, you might even be listening to this on my podcast. I have 2 Udemy courses, and I'm honored to have so many students. I have over 5,000, actually over 6,000 students between the 2 of these courses. And I've gotten a ton of positive reviews on them, which I'm honored by the positive feedback I'm continuing to get. I'm trying to serve you as best I can. And when you give me positive feedback, then I'm motivated to do more of that. I try and do more of what you tell me you like. And that's what I'm doing. So I have a Udemy course on Facebook ads, and the idea is it shows how to use marketing and ads to make profits. And Udemy has been selling a lot of this course for me, and I've been selling it on my YouTube channel too. My Facebook profits course has insider content that I don't show anywhere else because I can have more of a private format in there. I can show even more details than on my YouTube channel, because it's seen by a smaller amount of people. So I can afford to show more exact things I'm doing in my Facebook ads course that might not be appropriate to have on my entire YouTube channel. For example, I can have actual client campaigns in my Facebook marketing ads course on Udemy because there's a lot smaller audience. And then the learning you get out of that is awesome. And plus, the course is a lot more organized than my YouTube channel. It walks you through it, whereas my YouTube channel is quite chaotic. This course is very organized. And you can see it's not, everyone doesn't think it's perfect, but overall, it's really good. So I'm honored to have that feedback. And same thing with my entrepreneurship online. This is basically my 10 steps to 10,000 a month. But it's put in a more organized format, and it has relevant ratings at each step of the process. And you can see while most people loved it, another Udemy instructor stopped by to hate on my course a little bit. And that's okay, because if I'm out there enough where people are running into me and occasionally not liking what I'm saying, that means I'm out there. If you're only ever hearing good things about what you're doing, that means you're not getting out there to the masses. And this instructor took my course for free, too. But you can see a lot of my existing followers left awesome reviews on this. They loved how inspirational my course was. And I'm honored to receive that kind of feedback. It encourages me to make more Udemy courses. And I'm out there on Skillfeed, too. I'm out there on Skillfeed. Skillfeed is kind of like Udemy, except you just pay Skillfeed, which is by Shutterstock, a flat fee. And then you can watch all the videos you want. I love the format. Because instead of, like with Udemy, of having to buy individual courses, you just pay once or monthly, and then you have all these. So you can see my 5-hour videos on Skillfeed too. So people are watching me on Skillfeed, and I'm thankful for that. Yes, I have a book on Amazon. I can tell you not a lot of people have bought it, and that's okay. This is the first book I've published called Video Game Addiction Stories. I started my business on video game addiction, and this book explains my story, and it has other people's stories in it too. It's 71 pages, so it's not that long, but it's got unique stories in it. I'm out there on LinkedIn. I'm thankful to have a 767 followers today on LinkedIn. I share my articles on LinkedIn. And I'm honored to get such positive feedback on LinkedIn, like on this one, 42 likes on my Facebook marketing article. I'm out there on Google Plus, too. I don't know exactly how I've got 162,000 views on my Google Plus profile, but Google says I do, so I just blindly trust them, right? So that works good for me. And then I tie all this together in my group. I have a new group I've just started called My Online Success Group. It's my learning community. It fills the biggest void, the biggest weakness I've had since I've started my company online. I've joined the Chamber of Commerce locally. I spent over $3,000 as a Chamber of Commerce member. I made $300 back. I joined a Business Networking International group, and while I've broke even on the group costs, the time that took, I spent probably around 100 hours going to that group, and I broke even. So essentially, the time meant nothing there. The money I spent turned into the same money I made, and I lost a bunch of time. I would go to a local internet marketing group that you, if you saw in the search results, my free presentation up there is in there. So you can see I'm out there presenting, I'm trying to network, but the thing is, finding a group that is a good professional learning community for what I'm doing, for all these things that I showed you I'm doing, finding a good group to learn together and talk about all of these things, and to do it with a mindset of success. In other words, online there are a lot of free communities, but the problem with the free communities are there's lots of people still just getting started, and there's lots of people that aren't in the mindset that they're going to be successful. In other words, in the mindset of, I can't afford, or not having a positive outlook on life. If you're in a mindset of can't afford, for example, I can't afford to spend any money right now. If you want to make money online and you want to be successful online, it requires spending money. My website hosting costs money. The ads I've ran to promote my YouTube channel cost money. Pledging to other people's pages on Patreon costs money. Putting my book out there and getting it created costs money. There's lots of things that cost money. Learning how to get 700,000 Facebook page likes, that took a lot of money to learn that. In my group, we only accept people that are willing to invest in their own success. So I don't mean willing to just dump money all over the place, but when there's a good opportunity to invest in success and to try something like learning Facebook ads and building your page up, or I'm trying Pinterest ads right now. So you can see I've spent $117 so far on Pinterest ads. I can't prove to you I've made a dollar back from that yet, but I'm trying it. I've my newest ad's up to 0.3% click-through, which is better than the other ad campaigns. And I'm trying Pinterest ads. That costs money, and I'm not spending a fortune on it, but it costs money. So my group is a place where we're a professional learning community focused on family values, getting to know each other personally, making money online, and sharing from the heart the best methods that are actually working for us right now. So our group, I am thankful to have gotten fantastically positive feedback from our existing group members. Our existing group members, I just started this group, and if any of you have started a group before, you know how hard it is to start a group. Starting a group is really hard, because who wants to be that very first group member? Being that first group member is scary. No one wants to be that first group member. But we've got some group members that have given exceptional feedback about our group already. And considering we just started out, that is incredible. For example, one of our group members is Marissa. She has shared some great tools on how to use Google Plus. If you can see, she, it might be hard, I'll zoom in a little bit. You can see she has 12,000 followers on Google Plus and 8.4 million profile views. She just started this year. That's nuts. I can't wait to learn from her and see how to do this. She's doing really good with that. And that's where the learning comes in. That's where the learning comes in that we can share together. So this is my group. We just started. We've got 5 members at the time of making this. And our members are saying that they love the positive feeling of this group. I've shared what I want to accomplish today in the group. And we are going to have a meeting on Skype tomorrow. And we get personal in our meetings. We talk about where we're from, what our family's like. We talk about why we're doing what we're doing. And we get to know each other on a personal level. So if you're at jerrybanfield.com/group, or you can go to navigation and go to My Online Success Group, you can see more about this group. You can see whether you'd make a good member of the group. If you want to eliminate the frustrations of being successful online, if you want to learn more about the skills necessary to be successful online, and if you've struggled to find a good professional community to join, you might make a good member of this group. You can see why I founded this group, which I've explained to you in pretty good detail here. And you can see a link to join. So you click to join, and I usually respond in 72 hours. There's 10 questions. And the 10 questions are set up so that in a very short amount of time, I can figure out what kind of potential group member you might be. Still, I try and give everyone a chance to determine their own success. And that main thing I use for the group membership is an escalating membership fee. So the earlier you join the group, the lower the membership fee is. It rewards people joining right away with a really low fee. And it rewards people joining later with bigger and more established group members to learn from. Imagine having 100 people like Marissa in our group that know about topics like everything I know, like what she knows about building on Google Plus. I can't wait to talk to her about that tomorrow. So imagine when we have 100 of those group members, the cost will be higher, but the reward will be higher too. No matter how big this group gets, I will have it set up to keep it personal, to keep small individual meetings, and to occasionally have larger meetings with speakers. But this group is an intimate networking group. We get to know each other personally. So I'm really excited about this group. I just launched it a week ago, and I'm honored to have members already. Starting a group out, getting those first few members is so challenging, and I'm honored to have it. So I hope after sharing all of what I'm doing with you, I hope I've effectively communicated what I'm doing, how it helps you, and why I'm doing it. You can add, I would love if you give me your feedback on my website. You share your feedback down here on Facebook, on my YouTube channel. You can go to any individual video and make a comment, or you can go to my actual channel and make a comment too. And my short link is here. My short link's user Duke Asim. So this is, you can share a comment on my channel on any of these videos. You can also follow my, like my Facebook page to get my, what I create gradually streamed to you in Facebook, or you can follow me on YouTube for the same thing. You can listen to my podcast. The idea is no matter how you connect with me, no matter what you do with following me, I want it so you're getting exceptional value out of being connected with me. I want it so that what I'm giving you helps you a lot and makes what you're trying to do online and in your life easier than it was for me. I've had a lot of people that I'm grateful for who've made a lot of my struggles easier. So I'm trying to pay that forward. I'm figuring the best I can understand from God is that I'm here to give to you. The reason I was spared through all of my trials and tribulations, the reason I can see that I was spared is so I can give generously to you and give you my love, my hope, and my faith. And I can give that to you along with practical tips for being successful online. That is a unique recipe I have to offer for you, a unique value I have. And I am grateful you took the time. You took 35 minutes now to share this with me. And I hope it's been worth it. And I hope you get some ideas on what you can do next, what you can do now that will be helpful for making you feel good about what you're doing. And if I've shared something with you that contributes to that, I'm honored that you're still thinking of me and you continue to want more of what I create. What I do full time is create for you. That's my job. I am doing this first thing in the morning. That's what I do. I get up every day and I create for you. So I hope it's valuable. I love your feedback on what I'm doing. If you want to support me a little bit and without too much interaction, you can give for each of these videos. And if it's in podcast you're listening to, it's the same thing. You can give a little bit on Patreon, or you can take a Udemy course and get some of my most highly guarded secrets or whatever. You could try following me on LinkedIn. There's all kinds of things you can do if you want to add a little bit of that love, hope, and faith I'm offering to your life. And all of that's at my website. You can find absolutely everything on my website. And my blog is the place where everything that I create is newly shared. My blog and my YouTube channel. So if you follow my blog and subscribe to my YouTube channel, you've got it covered. So thank you very much for watching or listening to this with me. I really appreciate your time. I know your time's valuable, and I'm hoping by learning more about why I do what I do, that you can be inspired and you can use what I create to do more of what you want to do.